On Mondays, we talk about technology during the Business Report, and today we're going to look at a new device aimed at helping people become more aware of their driving habits. In particular, driving habits that waste gasoline, like speeding or stepping on the brakes too hard. Hundreds of drivers in Denver are using this gadget as part of a test. And from Colorado Public Radio, Zachary Barr has the story.
In the 80s teen movie License to Drive, Corey Haim is Les Anderson, a teenager desperate to get his driver's license.
Buckle up, son. It's the real world out here.
When Les Anderson's at the DMV, the examiner gets into the car and places a hot cup of coffee on the dashboard.
Now that coffee's hot, filled right to the brim. If it spilled on me, probably burn me, huh? Speak up, son.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to get burned, do they?
No.
The examiner then declares exactly how he'll score Anderson's driving test.
So it's real simple. You burn me, you fail. You don't, you pass. It's as simple as that.
Well, right now in Denver, a similar sort of driving test is taking place. The goal of this test, though, is learning that your aggressive driving behavior, say, the kind that makes you spill a cup of coffee, is linked to excessive fuel use. Ron Adamczyk is one of a couple hundred volunteers to sign up for the pilot program called Driving Change.
Kind of three areas of aggressive driving. One is overspeed, over 60 miles per hour, hard braking, and fast starts.
When Adamczyk brakes too abruptly or takes a corner too quickly, a device in his pickup sends data to a website. And today, he's online checking out his driving stats for the first time.
So we could see a few days ago, I drove approximately 22 miles. And then also showing me my number of events for aggressive driving. So on that day a few days ago, I had three hard braking events.
This information is important to Adamczyk. He says the folks running the program claim a 10 to 30% fuel savings is possible just by adjusting driving habits. Adamczyk's truck gets about 12 miles to the gallon around town, so he's especially keen to save money on gas. David Armitage is the CEO of Cartesite, the company that makes the hardware.
This was the first attempt anywhere on the planet that we're aware of to correlate driving behavior to greenhouse gas emissions.
Collecting data from several hundred vehicles is key. That's because the program's goal goes beyond just rating individuals. Armitage says the data will help define aggressive driving.
The goal of our study is really to enable us to define that shape of that bell curve and understand what normal behavior is. Once we've done that, we will take that information and we can put it right back into the device.
A device that will tell you if you're braking more, speeding more, or even idling more than the average driver. At that point, Armitage and his partners hope to have a product to sell.
We believe that the next generation of this device will actually be inside the cab of the vehicle and will have a small screen on it.
That's still a ways off. In the meantime, Ron Adamczyk says just knowing the device is watching over him makes a difference.
You know, I know now the light's red to glide to the stop. I know that my rapid starting, I'm not usually first in line, so that's not going to help. I would say my driving habit has improved in 10 days just by knowing this is installed in my car.
He says even improving merely a mile or two per gallon would be great. And he's not ready to trade in his truck just yet. For NPR News, I'm Zachary Barr.